The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, have you ever got away with something at work and no one found out? Let's talk about it on Tuesday morning. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go for Anthony A.
So our good friend who we work with, I won't say name, I won't say what he does. He works with us a couple times a week. He was 3 hours late for work.
What?
He said, Dana, I woke up late. I got there and it's not that busy, so nobody even noticed. I was like, well, don't say anything, fool. Don't say a word. Getting away with things like that at work, being 3 hours late.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's the best thing ever.
And then telling you is the dumbest thing ever.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Nobody knows. But I will say, I've gotten away with taking a nap at work. When I first started in radio, they would always put me at the club gigs. And I had been out the night before, and I had a little drinky drink, and I did not go to sleep. And I had the morning shift.
Oh.
And so that morning I went in. I wasn't late. It was a weekend. It was Saturday morning. But I did take a nap underneath the DJ booth.
Oh.
And the DJ next door from the studio across the hall came in. And I popped up. He's like, what are you doing? I said, I dropped my earring. I think he believed me. He's like, oh, did you find it? I said, yeah, I got it right here.
I worked as a valet for a whole year without a driver's license.
There we go. Let's talk about real crimes. Let's talk about some real things here.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, dude, I was working for a rental car company. We siphoned gas out of that gym for like a year straight. We had like our own gas operation.
At this point, you're proud of it.
Yeah, at this point, I'm proud of it. But also, like, you can't get me in trouble now. It's like seven, you know, it's been a certain amount of years.
What is it called?
What is it called?
Statue of limitations.
There it is. Yeah.
Why do we know that phrase so well here?
That's the homie Scotty at the rental car company, because I thought he was like the one who would crack down on it. But actually, he was the one in charge of the whole operation, dude.
Upper management, man. It was upper management.
That's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Anthony, hey, National Day.
All right, let's go to start with National Ice Cream Soda Day.
And now you can do it in a healthy way. You do diet soda.
Oh, come on. Nobody wants a healthy ice cream soda.
Why
next
not?
One, Anthony.
Yeah, there it is. A National American Eagle Day.
Hey.
Listen, this is an eagle. Pobrecito. The bold sound is a hawk. There you go.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Hike with a Geek Day. Get out there, take your waters, fools, and enjoy a good hike. Enjoy some Mother Nature.
I'm more of an indoor girl. I prefer hiking like at the Galleria. You know? Me and Drake at the Galleria.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, used to women would get divorced and be sad. And now we're having parties.
Oh.
Bye, loser. Nobody wanted you. Nobody needed you. You were a bad husband.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're talking about. You go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. You will see a photo of a beautiful single woman. She is happily moved on with her life.
She looks so hurt.
I don't know. Describe it as happily moved on. Yeah, dude. Anytime you got to have a photo shoot that's like all negative or like very sarcastic.
What negative?
Anytime
negative?
You have to have a party to celebrate a failure is not a good thing.
Why it's not a failure? It was a life lesson.
If you got married and it didn't work out, it's a failure. I'm sorry to tell you that.
I disagree with you on that.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, then how is it not?
What do you mean, how is it not?
What is the definition of a failure?
It didn't work out.
But there you go.
Here's the thing, though. Because I've been divorced twice. And you're right. I used to see it as, I failed. And that's why I stayed in the last marriage so long. Because I was like, I don't want to fail. You know what the failure would have been? Staying unhappily married.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
That's the failure.
That's the failure for it, too. Dude, and you should be able to champion any life-altering
lesson.
Situation. And no matter what it is.
But do you have to have a party for it?
Hell yeah, dude.
Why not?
Now, the photos.
Let's go.
I'm not pro the photos. That's extra. That's too much for me. But the divorce parties, yes.
Divorce party right up there with gender reveal party.
What? No way.
Totally unnecessary.
No, automatic. No way, dude. Not.
If you think a bachelor or bachelorette party is fun, go to a divorce party. That is so much, because it's like all the blessings of a bachelor or bachelorette party, but no repercussions. You could do all the drugs. You could do all the strippers. You could do whatever you want and not have to worry about tomorrow.
What guy do you know that's ever had a divorce party?
None, but we need to start.
You're starting one right now, Anthony.
I need to get married just
divorce
to get divorced.
Party with the
just
Dana
to get
Cortez
the divorce
show.
Party.
I think that she's happy. And one of the messages in the photo, she said, I'd wish you the best, but you already had it.
Oh, hurt girl vibes.
It's not hurt girl vibes. It's her moving forward, letting go of what didn't work out.
I wonder which one of her friends told her to write that on that sign and put that up there. She's like, girl, you're better without him.
I bet you his new girlfriend's laughing.
Hey. Wow. You guys are being hateful. Maybe it's her new man taking a picture.
Oh.
You don't know. You don't know.
Okay. No. No man's man's gonna do that. No self-respecting man's gonna be like, hey girl, let's do you a photo shoot for that divorce.
I will tell you now that I'm happily married to my king, DJ Automatic.
Don't call me a king.
Why not, dude?
Because I'm not a champion. King.
Yeah, you are.
You're a king of our house.
Okay, whatever.
You have your own little kingdom.
And looking back at my failed marriages, yes, they did not work out. I'm glad. I'm happy because then I wouldn't be here. And I can't imagine my life without you. It was lessons learned. Don't hang around with some you're not happy in. I didn't even want to get married both times.
Did you have a party after though? Did you have a divorce party or anything like that?
Well,
no, just a new relationship.
I just swooped right in there.
I had a party with DJ Mack in my bedroom.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, this story, it's so touching. So there's a family, they were so sad because their 76-year-old grandma passed away. And of course, you know, they're filming the funeral and everybody's crying. And then they heard a knock. And then they heard banging. And it was Abuela inside the coffin.
What?
She was alive.
Did she come out and hit him with a Thriller?
No, she did not. But this happened in Ecuador. And because the family was filming all of it, they've posted it and it's gone viral on social media. The poor woman, her heart was beating and she's screaming and she keeps asking, why am I in this coffin? I don't know how they didn't know she was alive. Anyway, her son called 911, took her to the hospital. Reportedly, she had a stroke and her heartbeat was so low, it wasn't detectable.
What?
Oh, so almost like a coma type of situation.
Sort of, but how she woke up and she's talking after a stroke and all that. No, era brujería.
So they didn't embalm her. That's what I'm thinking.
No, she's in Ecuador, and I guess there's like, you know, certain beliefs against that. Thank goodness.
This is the greatest comeback story in the history of comeback stories.
Second to Jesus.
Well, all right. I guess faking your own death is a current trend going on in the world. We're going to go over to the UK where a 45-year-old TikToker. That sounded funny.
As soon as you said that.
45-year-old TikToker. That's a joke in itself.
That's your WTF. It's a wrap.
Well, it's interesting when I identify her. His name is David. He actually faked his own death.
What?
All right, because he thought his family wasn't appreciating him enough.
Oh, that might be the sickest thing I've ever heard.
This is cruel. This is cruel. Your story was good and uplifting. This is just mean. And the worst part was his wife and kids were in on it too.
What?
So only the family and the friends were left in the dark. But this next part of the story, I don't know if it's mean or just kind of cool. He arrived on a helicopter.
I mean, at his own funeral?
There's one way to arrive to your own funeral. It's on a helicopter,
bro. And you find out who your real friends are. Who's in my funeral? Who is it?
All right. Well, guys, I'm taking it to Louisiana for this one. A 28-year-old lied to be a high schooler. This woman pretended to be a teenager so she could re-enroll in high school with the help of her mother. She actually got a fake passport and a fake birth certificate. She's now being charged and is looking at 5 years in prison and has to pay thousands of dollars in fines.
Well, she'll be able to get her GED that way. That's the prison system will help her out.
Taxpayers got you. We got you, girl.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're not carrying cash, it's a big mistake. Question is, how much cash should you carry in your wallet, in your bag? I'll share that with you last. This is a segment we call In Case You Missed It. Three stories you need to know. Your timeline moves too fast. Don't worry, we got you here on the radio. DJ Automatic?
Well, I'm not wealthy.
What?
At least according to Charles Schwab. They say that you have to have $2.2 million to feel wealthy here in the United States.
What?
That's what's up. Honestly, wealthy? I thought it was going to be more.
Oh, so it is different for different cities. So in San Francisco, you have to have $4.7 million.
Which is why I don't live in San Francisco.
But in Houston, it's only $2 million to feel wealthy.
Yeah,
only $2 million, dude.
Well, I'm closer to Houston than I am to San Francisco.
We're all closer to Houston than San Francisco.
We're not close.
That makes me kind of sad, though, because that means that...
We're poor?
Oh, no.
Yes.
You didn't think it was going to be more, though? I thought it was going to be like hundreds of millions of dollars.
No,
to be considered wealthy is way different than being rich.
True. Because there's a big difference between being rich and being wealthy. I think of wealthy as you don't have to worry about buying things.
Or your kids don't have to worry about buying things for your
kiddos. You're able to set up your generations to come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think $2 million for not everybody, but for some people, it's obtainable. You could go we'll get that. So go pursue those dreams, dog.
It's attainable right? for all of us in this room. Yes. We can do
Hell
it.
Hell yeah, dog.
While I'm expired.
Hell yeah. That's what I love to hear. While you're doing it, though, don't save your money in Cash App or Venmo or PayPal because it's not protected by the Federal Deposit Insurance, all right? In a recent newsletter from the U.S. government, they are warning people to move their cash out of there because if something happens and those apps get hacked, they can't get your money back, y'all.
Oh, so it's not insured.
It's not insured at all. And 85% of consumers between the ages of 18 and 29 use these apps to save money at the moment. So move those to a bank, y'all.
I don't ever leave the money in there. I always, like from Venmo, I always transfer it right to my bank account.
Well, you don't anymore automatic, but you used to when PayPal got you.
Oh, that was a whole other thing, yeah. But that was, they signed me up for a credit card that I didn't know that I had, and then I used it to pay for something, and then they charged me 29% interest.
Yeah. And I know I said put in a bank, but put in a credit union too, dog. What's up, baby?
Yeah,
credit union gang, what's up? See you?
And your money's not earning interest there in Venmo or PayPal. They're borrowing money against the money you have in there.
What? Ooh.
Stop putting your money in apps. Listen to me sound like a little wealth advisor here. Let's go. Let's go. Put your money in a bank account or in a federal credit union like we have. All right. So in case you missed it, Britton Harrison, who is a CFP at Henderson Financial Group, says you absolutely need to have cash in your wallet. Gentlemen, ladies, in your bag. Every day you must have this cash. How much? At least one day's expenses. So it depends whether it's $100 or $300. Gas, your electric bill, break up your rent, whatever that is. So from $100 to $300 cash in your wallet on a daily basis in case of an emergency.
I live with two women. That's impossible. Anytime I have money in my wallet, it just disappears magically.
That's funny because every time we pull up to an ATM, I tell Otto, give me a 20. Give me $40. Because I got a tip when I go do my nails and stuff.
I could see that, you know, leaving cash and holding cash is a good thing. But also, like, I'm not trying to get robbed, bro.
No.
Maybe I'm just too much from the hood, but I just feel like that's like, you're like a sitting Target with $300. You know, every day?
You don't have like a cash stash though that you keep?
I don't have a cash stash. He keeps it somewhere where...
Like on you though. You have it on you, DJ Automatic?
No, I don't keep it on me. Though, no.
I walk around with $7 in my wallet. What's up?
Get it.
Let's see what I got right now. Let's see if we can cover daily expenses.
Oh, hell no.
I got $25, $30, $35, $36 right now.
That covers nothing.
That's like a quarter tank of gas.
I got a couple gift cards in here too.
You can buy like three eggs with that.
You ballin'.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I didn't used to know how to eat sushi, so I didn't think I liked it until DJ Automatic taught me how to eat sushi. And sushi is coming to one of your favorite places to shop. Let's talk about it now in food news. It's time for Outer Hashtags on your Tuesday inside the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, a long, long time ago, I'm talking decades ago, Bill Murray starred in a movie called Caddyshack. And it is a cult classic to this day. One of the funniest movies of all time. It's being turned into a horror film. It's called Caddy Hack, and it's about killer gophers that are coming after golf courses across America.
This might be funnier than the original.
Oh, I can't wait. And the gophers have red eyes and lasers. That's amazing.
That's what's up, Bill Murray in it?
I wish.
This sounds like something he would be in.
You know he's dating Khalees.
Nas's ex-wife?
Yeah, my milkshake brings all the Bill Murrays to the yard.
There's like
for
a 40-year age difference there.
What does that matter, DJ Automatic? I mean, look, I'm older than you. We worked out. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Costco's bringing us sushi.
I'm here for it.
They already had it in Japan. People love it in Japan.
Oh, wow.
They had it in Mexico. Didn't get such great reviews. And they also had it in Honolulu, and people said it sucked. So we'll see how it goes here in the United States.
Hold on. It did well in Japan, not Mexico and Hawaii. I'm here for it. It's probably good.
Yeah, dude. I'm landlocked. So I think, you know, I'm a big fan of grocery store sushi.
Me too.
So I'm here for it. I'm excited to see what Costco does. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
We had some grocery store sushi, though, the other day, and it was one piece was bad and Automatic ate it, and he was just...
not going to stop me, though, from my grocery store
sushi. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Hike with a Geek Day.
All right.
Nobody in this room... Oh, wait.
I hike.
Anthony, you hike?
Yeah, dude, I do hike. I went hiking.
When?
A couple months ago, actually. So that counts more than anybody in this room.
Yeah, I don't
you're
hike.
You're right. Yep, you're right.
My wife only hikes the mall.
I hike around the store.
I'm big on it. Yo, get out there and connect with Mother Nature, man. Put your phone down
and
appreciate it. Appreciate the earth. And we also have National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Ooh. That's a good thing. And I tried earlier to tell people that you can have a healthy ice cream soda, and you can.
Nobody wants that.
Soda with a lower calorie ice cream tastes just just as good as the fat one.
Or just go get the fat one. Go straight to root beer.
Take a fat one and take a hike. Burn some of them calories off.
And let's wrap it up on National American Eagle Day.
Hey, salute for that.
I did not know that American Eagle's wingspan is 7 feet, dog. That's
they're huge.
That's crazy, yo. Is American Eagle's one of my favorite things about America, but yeah, also.
Okay, hold on. Did you think our national bird was going to be tiny?
Well, no, I didn't think it would be like Kevin Durant, dude. But also, yo, shout out to the Eagle. One of my favorite things about America is ranch dressing. I just want to take a moment to appreciate ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah, it was invented. You're right, Anthony. It was invented in America. DJ Automatic.
My favorite thing about America has got to be hip hop. I mean, it's the most American music there is. It's literally the epitome of the American dream. You know, started from the bottom and now we're here kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it inspired so many people. It changed my life.
In this room.
So there's two things that I absolutely love that were invented in America. Fajitas.
Wait, fajitas were invented in America?
Yes, they were invented in America in Rio Grande, in the Valle. So think about it. You in the Midwest or you down south from Cali to Florida. Everybody loves good fajitas. When they bring them out, oh my gosh. And hot Cheetos.
Oh, nice.
Good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
J-Lo's latest thirst trap pic has got some fans upset. Let's talk about it now, and I'll tell you, we can see the photo, of course. This is the Daily Dirt, the best gossip, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. This story and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays to set it off.
We have Lance Stewart and YouTube star Disco Norris celebrating their birthday, along with Sage Gemini and John Goodman.
All right, I want to wish the family of Big Pokey from the Screwed Up Click, just let them know that we are thinking of them. Big Pokey passed away earlier this week, and the family's in our thoughts and prayers. All right, so I'm going to start off talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're having a sale on eBay, which I think is kind of odd, but you can buy chandeliers. They got accordion doors, $6,400, and Jay-Z's bidet is $2,400.
That is the most ridiculous thing ever. The audacity that Jay-Z has to think that people would want to buy his used bidet.
Somebody wants his bidet?
He literally thinks his don't stink. That's
your boy. All right, I've got the link to the sale in case you're interested. Also, Snoop Dogg and Matthew McConaughey, I guess they did some kind of carpool karaoke. Okay, and we're singing some Willie Nelson.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Now, this was a while back. Why is it trending again? Because Snoop says Matthew McConaughey owes him money. He smoked his weed and never paid him for it.
Oh, my God. That's a crime.
Oh, you know what? He forgot. All right, and then we're going to wrap it up talking about Jennifer Lopez posting a thirst trap photo of her husband, Ben Affleck. He is ripped. The man's got abs. He looks like Batman again. And some folks are saying, girl, settle down there. Settle down.
Yeah, let's we don't ever want him to look like Batman again.
Yeah, never again. Never again be Batman, Ben Affleck. Worst Batman of all time.
He was horrible.
Horrible.
I mean, they
Batman.
Brought back Michael Keaton. He was so bad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a new trend hitting the world. It's called divorce parties. They're the opposite of bachelorette or bachelor parties. And DJ Automatic, how'd you say it earlier? We're gonna
reverse engineer the bachelor party.
That's what we're gonna do right now. That's what we two do.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And we were talking about divorce parties earlier because Dana Cortez posted on her Instagram, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, a photo of a woman who took divorce photos.
Yeah.
That was a little extra.
Lame.
Like, that was not cool, bro.
I mean, her girl vibes all the way on that one.
Yeah, dude.
You're doing a photo shoot to celebrate something?
I was looking at her. I was like, you know what? You definitely have Live, Love, Laugh in your house hanging somewhere, all right?
That's in the kitchen.
Somewhere in there. And you know what? And when she posted those photos, I was like, I get why your husband left, bro.
Damn.
So, let's get to the fun part of it, not the ex-wife part of it, all right?
All right.
When your homie goes through a divorce, you got to be there for him. Automatic, have you had any homies go through divorces?
Yeah, but I haven't ever had a divorce party.
Oh, you've never had...
I've never had the opportunity to attend a divorce
party. I've never had that opportunity either, but I have hosted some.
I will say this. All my friends that got divorced were already moved on before their divorce.
Oh, some dirty dogs. Okay. Well, if you're looking to celebrate the new life of freedom that you're embarking on, men or women, here's some things you want to remember. Have a good night out without bringing up the ex-partner.
Oh, leave them home and alone.
Unless the divorced person brings them up. Then you got to be there to show some compassion and be, you know, nice to them, dog. Mm. Don't. Yes,
it should be a strict no talking about the X rule.
Ooh, I like that one too. All right, then. And the next one is make sure you know their substance of choice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right. Of course, because they're going to get messed up.
Well, they're going to get messed up, but make sure they're drinking the right thing that's not going to want them to get in their feelings. Sometimes, me off tequila, I'm going to call every ex I miss, dog. All right, dude? I'm going to sneak off in the corner and send a bunch of I miss you texts.
I'm going to add one right here. Absolutely no Drake music during the party.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because
yes.
We don't want you getting sad, getting your feelings, and calling the ex.
No, you are not.
Mixture of tequila and Drake. Anthony's back with his ex.
I'm back with all of them, trying. I'm putting them on a group chat. Which one of you are available, dude? But you know what kind of music you do need at a divorce party? Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Lil Wayne is so good at male empowerment records that he will just make you forget about any other woman you forgot, dog.
And if anything, you're going to learn how to eat. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like, even when Lil Wayne was like, what's your real name, not your stripper name? What a great line for a divorce party. All right, you're going to hang out with a bunch of strippers and really get to know them.
What's your real name? And not your stripping.
This is going to be a good thing. If you want to have a divorce party at Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, we're looking to attend some fun times.
Do you know what? I can DJ, you can host.
Yes, dude.
We're offering our services right now.
And we will also follow up with you on the next day, all right? We will go to brunch with you because that's when the homies need it most.
That's when you're down bad.
That's when you're down bad, all right? When they're hungover the next day, that's when you get really sad and miss your
ex. You're like, maybe I should call. No, you don't.
All right? So those are the keys to having a successful divorce party. If we missed anything, or if you've had your own divorce party, we want to hear about it. Hit us up across all social media platforms.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.